I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The raid is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The area is controlled by Islamist fighters, including the Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. It is not an area where Islamic State Group is active. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week. The foreign minister said the body was taken to Turkey late Saturday and was being treated according to Orthodox tradition. Russian and Syrian forces rescued the plane's second pilot, while another Russian soldier was killed during the rescue effort. The plane crashed into a rebel-held area in northern Syria. In Burkina Faso today, more than 5 million voters are expected to head to the polls to elect their next president and parliament. Emily Yob reports from Ouagadougou.
At the crack of dawn, lines of voters were forming in front of polling stations in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou.
Après l'insurrection que nous avons connue, nous souhaiterons avoir des dirigeants que nous avons choisi nous-mêmes.
Voter Moussa Banao says after the insurrections that has happened, now they want leaders that they actually choose. That is what motivated us to come out and vote today, he says. Just over a year ago, massive popular protests across the country forced then-president Blaise Compaoré to resign and flee the country after he tried to change the constitution in order to extend his already 27-year rule. For voter Mohamed Ouadriogo, voting is the continuation of that fight. Emilia for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
And this is VOA News.